So if you write NoScript, this is for browsers which do not support any JavaScript, and so they represent what browsers without JavaScript capability are meant to do. The last capability is a little more useful, at least in principle, though I haven't used it. You can build libraries of JavaScript, and the script tag can have a source attribute which effectively names a file, which file is meant to be full of wonderful JavaScript that you download. So in classic language, it's like an include command. Include a certain file, just reads that file and inserts it in the document. So that's what the source attribute inside script does. It says include this file here. It's a little subtle in that if you must have a script tag followed by a backslash script for each source, and you must not have interesting JavaScript within that script, because the script, if you have a source attribute for script, the JavaScript code following the script is interpreted as what to do when you can't read the file, not what you do after reading the file, which is what you might have thought. So what you do is you have a script source equals for your libraries, and then you have script, an ordinary script tag without a source, and then you put all the wonderful JavaScript you happen to want for this particular application.